Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And, hey, guys, thanks for spreading the word here. Our numbers are off the charts, and I'm saying that modestly, but obviously you're doing a lot of sharing out there, which is important. We need to wake people up as to the communist takeover. Thank you so much. We're joined tonight by one of our old favorite guests, John Wayne, and we're going to be talking about a number of things, including what's going on with the military, the Biden crime family, and all the other current events that are going on. And I think you're going to really enjoy this interview. John will have some great insights. We need to, first of all, take care of our sponsors. And first of all, let me just say this. The food supply continues to be strangled. The food supply continues to diminish. Over 200 food processing plants destroyed, not one federal investigation. We have a real issue right now with the food supply. Cattle are at a 65-year low. The weather is not cooperating. Of course, it's only a coincidence. There's no such thing as weather modification. Forget the documents called Air Force Owning the Weather 2025. But ladies and gentlemen, hey, it's here. It's here. And what I mean by it's here, what I mean is very, very, very clear. The food supply is being shortened so you can be controlled. Don't you think you need storable food? Because pretty soon the only food you're going to have access to is what's in your home. Go to My Patriot Supply, and what you'll get? Restaurant quality food, 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day, and a great sale. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. Well, we have another problem. It's called bank solvency, or should I say insolvency. Did you know the banks can keep your money? Did you know the Dodd-Frank law of 2010, unconstitutional, illegal as anything, but nonetheless they passed it under the Obama administration, and basically the banks own your money when you put it in there, including your retirement. Haven't you worked too hard to have a bank soften the blow of its failure by seizing your funds? Of course you have. So let Noble Gold help you save your retirement by putting it under your control and backing it with gold. And gold's held its value for 6,000 years. They could do something very similar with your bank accounts as well. Don't let them have the last laugh like they did in 1929. Now, let me just say this. I've been advertising for Noble Gold for 6 years. I've been a customer for 5. That should say, tell you a lot as I give you this disclaimer. All investments are inherently risky, and past performance cannot be an indicator of future performance expectations. I agree with giving that, but let me just say this. I've been a customer for 5 years, and let Noble Gold show you how you can protect yourself in these difficult times. I want to send you a free information packet. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And I'll rush that packet out to you. You can look at it. Call Noble Gold with any questions at the number that's attached. Or you can just get started like I have over a 5-year period. DaveHodgesGold.com. Now, John Wayne has his own show. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. He's looked at as one of the more insightful radio personalities out there. Touches a lot of important topics. Does really good research. And I said, John, hey, before I take off and go out of state, I'd like to get you on the show to talk about some of these important things. So here he is, John Wayne. John, thanks for joining us, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Yeah, good evening, everybody out there listening across the airwaves, the bandwidth, the ether. man, Dave, okay, so I've kind of been out of commission for the past 3 months. Life events, life happening. So, you know, a lot of things have taken place in just the past 3 months, let alone the past 1 or 2 days. And, you know, I mean, there's so many different directions to go with what we could talk about. I want to mention this real quick for sure. This over there in Ukraine, how the Wagner forces supposedly were going to come back and overtake Moscow and so on and so forth. I know that just for, you know, for seeing how this was taking place, I almost wonder if this wasn't a ruse on levels that we couldn't even begin to imagine.
It was.
Right? So with that being said, you know, as the Wagner forces retreated, you know, quote unquote, retreated from the front lines, the Ukrainian army thought, well, we're just going to just continue to chase them. We're going to, you know, take this land back. Now they're dealing with 77,000 square miles of minefields. over there. Have you seen any of the videos that have been come out here recently of this problem, I guess you could say, for the Ukrainian military?
I haven't seen the minefields, but I know that Ukraine's trying to take full advantage of the gap. Let me just share this with you. This was no mutiny. This was no revolution. This was an orchestrated event for nefarious purposes. Now, some people think, well, there are sniffer planes up in the air right now in California, a great number. That's not in dispute. Who's flying them? One school of thought is that it's the Wagner Group, and they're getting ready to pull some crap. And there's massive amounts of military equipment moving into L.A., somewhere around 1,000 A1 Abrams tanks. So we don't know if it's for war, for martial law. We suspect it's martial law. Paul Preston and I had this discussion about 10 minutes ago before we came on the air. And so this was an orchestrated event, I believe, to displace Wagner Group somewhere else. And I think they got their hands dirty in California. That's what we're looking into right now. So your instincts, my friend, are good. No coup starts the way that started. No one just decided, here we are, we're marching on Moscow. I mean, were the Russian bombers on vacation all that day? I mean, they could have bombed these people into oblivion. I believe that the Wagner Group is doing the dirty deeds for Putin. I think this is a Putin assault upon California.
Yeah, I don't doubt any of this at all. I mean, I was on air last night on my mother station, if that's what you want to call it, and we were discussing all of these things, and somebody brought up the train wreck in the Yellowstone River.
Oh yeah.
You know, a trestle over the river proper. You know, someone was like, "How does that happen?" I said Spetsnaz. I mean, you know, it could be, you know, Spetsnaz groups infiltrating, saboteuring. But, you know, I mean, we also have to look at our own government, because we know our own government wants to benefit from this chaos they're manifesting. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, then you see the chaos taking place, the warfare not seen since World War II and World War I. I mean, trench warfare, outright trench warfare. And landmines. I mean, I'm going to tell you, there's an 11-minute video out there somewhere, and if you've ever seen it, or if you haven't seen it, man, I'm going to tell you what, minefields are a big deal, and they're having some big issues. I mean, these guys are just getting blown up left and right, getting trapped in the minefield, not knowing how to get out. You know, the warfare for what we're seeing and what they've got planned here in the United States, I said quite a while back, hey, man, you know, you see what's going on over there in Europe around 2011, 2012, up until our current times, and we see what's going on in France right now with the Muslim, or the massive invader uprising. Let's put it that way. The invaders are in France now, and I said, you know, look out, people over there, you're being invaded. And now just the numbers of crime are just absolutely off the charts. They've got the same thing planned here in the United States, and they're executing the plan of invading the country as full as they can get it. And then once they have this accomplished, we're going to begin to see stuff like South Africa, apartheid, and things absolutely unimaginable that you would never even have thought you would ever see in the United States of America. The only one thing good that we've got going for us, for sure, is we are armed to the teeth. We can defend ourselves as nations and as a people. You know, but it's just sad to see when our inner structure of our country, or what do you want to say, legislative, executive, and judicial parts of government have been usurped, turned inside out, turns the American people into the enemy, and then the enemy into the friends. We've been sold down the river, we've been sold a fake bill of goods, and somebody needs to answer for all of this. You know, meanwhile, they're chasing Trump around with a pitchfork and axes and, you know, torches, you know, as if he was Frankenstein. And meanwhile, you have Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and that crime cabal family, and the Clintons and all them getting away. I mean, literally, probably with murder. You know, it's unbelievable. I don't know where to go. I don't know what else to say. I mean, obviously, we're going to have a good broadcast. But there's so much stuff going on right now. I mean, man, just boggles the mind. And you know, they're not stopping with this this sickness and stuff. Well, we still got COVID. No, you've got people dying because you gave them all kinds of shots. I mean, just the mentality. Dave, I'm throwing so much stuff. Don't give you a chance to speak.
No, I'm just letting you go because you're right. We've never lived in a time such as this. I've said this many times. When I first started in radio 2007, I used to have to go hunt for interesting things that I thought would matter to people. Today, I have way more than I can cover. It just shows up on my plate. It makes for lazy journalism because you don't have to really search it out unless you're researching the fine details. But at the end of the day, this stuff is just happening in such volume. Some of it, though, we're going through a Maoist cultural revolution. I mean, the trans movement, the LGBTQ movement. Listen, most people don't care what people do behind closed doors. We also have to answer to our maker. I don't think I need to have a parade and a celebration and demand people bow down because I have sex with somebody. But be it what it is, that's their MO. But the reality is this. Everything that's being promoted in society today and using to overturn society is everything that doesn't end in procreation. These movements supported by Biden and the World Economic Forum and so forth, it's all about depopulation. Because gays don't have kids, and trans don't have kids, and that's the agenda. It's not that the Biden loves these people. Biden wants to promote zero population growth.
You know, and I mean, I want to throw this in there if I can. You know, something that's kind of slipped off the radar and isn't talked as much as it was there a few years back is transhumanism. You see this whole movement that they're trying to push. You know, they're absolutely trying to indoctrinate the children and push them up on the public of this. I just say it's vile, disgusting, vulgar actions of debauchery is what I call it. But the thing is how all this is happening. I mean, this is a psychological operation. Everything taking place right now is a psychological operation.
I'd agree with that.
And, you know, to see it for, I mean, did I ever think that this is what the direction they would have to, you know, try to take this country in such ways? I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, especially in just the filth.
Well, they're destroying the country from the inside out. Start with the moral structure, start with the family. I mean, here we have Pride Month. Fine, have Pride. How about Heterosexual Month? How about Family Values Month? You see, everything that's made America traditionally what it is being thrown out the window in favor of what used to be behaviors that people, let's say, basically kept to themselves. Today, it's gone the opposite, where not only are people proudly proclaiming who they are publicly, but if you don't bow down and worship, you're a homophobe and you should be discriminated against.
Sure. I want to tell you about this and give props to one of my other stations. He's a He went into one of these stadium facilities that has all the different offices, you know, for such and such. And, you know, and he goes in there and he confronts these three different offices. And, well, they have a rainbow sticker on one side of the corner of the glass on the vestibule at the entrance of these separate offices. He goes in there and he writes down there are two genders, and he tapes it to the other side of the glass. You know, and he says this is equity and this is inclusion, right? But by God, we can't have that. You know, that goes against the agenda we were trying to push upon the people. But I'll tell you, man, Dave, I'm gonna have to. Police department shows up. I mean, they always call the law. Yeah. And he's not doing anything with any breaching of any law at all. He's well within his means of doing what he's doing. He's doing it legally. And the police literally, basically, follow him around the building as he makes his visits in these three separate offices on this on these city grounds. The thing is, I see people standing up and moving in motion back against this, like you said, it's a depopulation agenda. You know, I mean, even to the vaccine thing, there's a lot of things beginning to move and roll on that side, and they don't want anybody to know about it. You know, Fauci's been caught with some pretty damning evidence, which, I mean, that's no big surprise.
No.
But how many people are just dying in the droves? I mean, you know, it's a psychological operation for depopulation. You know, and I want to say transhumanism. If I did, I mention transhumanism.
Well, it's all part of the same thing.
Transhumanism, robots. Right. They don't. There is no male female when you come to robotics.
Well, the AI is their sexual partner right now. I mean, they're actually producing this as we speak. So I would imagine it's transitory, though, John. I don't think this is going to be a permanent relationship. I mean, if you look at what is transhumanism, it's the melding of man and machine to achieve mm-hmm. as close to immortality as you can get, destroy the human being. Since you couldn't take the soul back in Genesis 6, you have to try to destroy the human being, which is God's prized possession. And transhumanism is one of the main weapons of the devil.
It sure is. You know, and I say, you know, these AI platforms, which everybody's just praising left and right, I think, you know, these are probably ran by demonic entities. You know, when you get into quantum computing, the D-wave, demon wave computing, you know, and CERN and all the other stuff they're playing with, and now they've got machines that'll talk back to you. You don't know who you're talking to. You're not just talking to some machine. There's something behind that. You know, and people need to realize this. You know, I find it amazing that this would be a way for a demonic entity or demonic influences to manifest through ethereal machines, Wi-Fi, things that create different sounds and frequencies, right? Vibrate the ether to a point where, you know, they open up wormholes or portals, if you would. It's just so over the top what's going on right now. I mean, there's so much stuff I'd love to talk about, but I mean, people, it's just woo-hoo land. I mean, you would think I'm absolutely nuts and I've done lost my mind and there's nothing else left to talk about. You know, people are seeing things that should not exist on the face of the earth. And it says in biblical scripture that these times will come to pass again. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the days of the Son of Man. And that's where we're at right now. You know, like, you know, for instance, I sent you an article how the Marine Corps is betting heavily on these drone swarm, this drone swarm technology. And I mean, by God, if that doesn't scream chapter, well, I don't know exactly what chapter out of Revelations it is, but, you know, the beasts that rise up out of the bottomless pit that sounded as if those horses thundering through the air and had breastplates of iron and, you know, men's faces, you know. These, I believe, is what we were, what John of Patmos was saying he was seeing, is these drones, these swarms of drones. And now we see that to the effect of what they're using them in Ukraine. Unbelievable. Unfathomable. Death from above, you don't even hear it. And if you do hear it and you do see it, you can't run from it. I mean, until the battery runs out, and good luck, you're going to be running a while.
Well, AI is interesting. I did, we have a Google Nest, I don't know how for much longer, and we did an experiment at the house. I asked the Nest a question, and it gave me an answer, and I didn't really like it. I don't remember the question. And so I said, let's do the experiment. So I called the device a derogatory name reserved for unsavory females. And I won't be more specific than that. And I then instructed one of my family members to ask a question after I did. So I went after I insulted the AI. I then asked a question. It was silent. It refused to answer me. So then I prompted a family member to ask the same question, and it got a full answer.
My God.
How about that? Wow. How about that for responsiveness? And another question I asked, too, is this is, who is Donald Trump? He's a man that tried to destroy America. Thank goodness Joe Biden replaced him as president. That's the answer I got.
Throw the things in the river. Bash them with hammers like Hillary Clinton did their Blackberries.
Oh, that's funny.
My God. Well, it just goes into the thing, you know, what was it? A guy got locked out of his house because unquote racial slur.
Yeah, his Ring doorbell supposedly was racially derogatory, but actually when they played it back, there was no such thing. But this guy was locked out of his house by Amazon.
That is insane.
I'd be suing. Wouldn't you be suing, at least in small claims court?
Well, I mean, one thing I'd be doing is I'd be picking up a big rock or a brick so I could get back inside. knock the window out. But, I mean, I would sure not be using any more of that service. I mean, obviously, we see these people want to control the world. They want to control everybody. I mean, even down to, like, what you eat, what you drink, what you wear, what you see, what you hear. And they want to do all this in the convenient area of what's called 15-minute cities, where people are stacked upon top of each other as if they were eggs in a carton. I mean, it's unbelievable. We can't allow this to happen. I'm seeing now, I don't know if you've seen this, Dave. We're just going to throw stuff back and forth here. Have you seen where the, I want to say it was Bureau of Land Management or something, or the Department of the Interior or something or other, is basically saying they don't want anybody allowed on any federal land at all whatsoever. They're trying to pass bills on this. As I was reading it somewhere, I can't remember where, but I do remember seeing it. And that falls right into Agenda 21.
There you go.
I mean, as I've always said,
the wildlands. Yep, exactly.
They're always, the wildlands. See, and the thing is they're that's Agenda 21. Well, where are we at? We're in 2023. So they're always way behind on their plans. And one way to prove this as well is, General Wesley Clark, right? 7 countries in 5 years, or was it 5 countries in 7 years? Well, either way, I mean, we're way on down the line from that, and everything they go to do, it blows up in their face, or does it? Are they on mark, or, are they having issues with the people?
Good question. I don't have an answer. What I suspect we're looking at, though, if you were to ask me to make a guess, I would say it's creating a dogmatic authority structure over humans. AI is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think is going on.
Absolutely. A lot of the funding to these kinds of projects and things, I'm pretty sure you saw the BlackRock CEO that come out and got wooed by some undercover reporter, and he blew the I'll tell you what, he dropped the ball or bumbled the can of beans, whatever you want to call it, because he left all the secrets. Hey, man, this is what we're doing. We're buying off everybody. You want a politician, we can buy him for $10,000. Money, we can do what you need to have done. The control is by these monopolies that need to be absolutely liquidated, banished into 1,000 pieces, as Kennedy wanted to do the CIA. That needs to be done to the IRS. It needs to be done in multiple other areas, especially, what is it? When tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. We need to see more people rebelling against this corrupt system that's set forth. I mean, obviously, we're telling you what they want to do is they want to kill you. Either they want to kill you or they want to enslave you.
Yeah, I want to talk about the killing for a second. I don't know if you've read anything on the life insurance actuaries, but the lifespan in America has declined by 2 years since the advent of COVID. And I'm sure it's the vaccines. And then we're looking at the fact that life insurance companies are going nuts because they're paying out claims at an exorbitant rate compared to pre-COVID. In other words, cancer, myocarditis caused by the vaccination.
That's right. Is this stuff they just didn't have figured into the plan?
No, this is not an accident. No. Excuse me. It goes further. Talking to some medical professionals who are serving more or less as whistleblowers without courage, I've learned that from Pfizer there were 3 batches. One was saline neutral. One had moderate side effects. The other has the deadly side effects. So you basically had a 1 in 3 chance of getting the deadly side effects. One of the things that I was told, and I've seen the numbers, but I can't validate the numbers, but I think it's probably true, that the deadliest of the strains of vaccine were centered in primarily red areas.
That's what I've heard as well. You know, I mean, it doesn't surprise me either. You know, and who was it that still continues to tout how fast and how efficient and how effective he was at getting this program started and running at warp speed?
Yeah, I hear you.
Right, that his name's Donald John Trump. You know, it's, I don't know, you know,
he
I don't
can't
know,
back away.
You said a while
he
ago.
Should say, I was duped by my own medical professionals. I made a mistake, right. And they better hope I don't get elected because I'll be prosecuting. If he said that, I would agree. I mean, we were all caught up in the hysteria. When they said, give us 15 days to flatten the curve, I agreed with it. And I believed in it for about 3 days. And on the fourth day, I saw the BS going on, the fake deaths that weren't COVID-related, but they were lying on the autopsy reports. And, you know, you go in, you die from a motorcycle accident they call COVID. As soon as I saw that, I said, game over. This is clearly a manufactured pandemic.
That's right. You know, not only that, let's not forget all the people that were, died of COVID-19 that were euthanized in the old folks' homes and the homes that hold people that are disabled, and let's say, you know, due to whatever kind of mental issue it may be. Now, you know, I'm going to tell you, when I saw the first videos coming out of, you know, sheriff's departments rolling around to a disabled children's home and giving the children their shots, are you serious? This is World War, this is Nazi Eugenics 101. When I saw a military tent set up outside the back of a school, and the military is bringing children out and through the tent and inoculating them and sending them back inside. People, what are you doing? You know, I mean, we're doing what we can from where we're at, Dave. But what in the name of God is everybody else doing? Why is everybody just sitting on their hands? Why is not everybody, you know, that, you know, how was that early army? Why is everybody not stomping pile into the ground? You know, I mean, what's going on? I mean, why is everybody so damned dormant? You know, I mean, look at what's going on in other areas around the world. I mean, one of the things I think is fluoridation and then different frequencies and things to this degree and what they feed us. But there's got to be more. And I mean, that gets us back to the psychological operation, I guess. You know, they're not going to quit. Yeah. And I don't know how far I can say or what I can really say, because I don't want to get us in any kind of serious trouble. But the times are nigh. And we're in an extremely dangerous area that this country hasn't seen for a very long time. You know, I mean, this rivals the Civil War. This rivals the Revolution. This puts them both in the same camp. You know, and then you take that and you roll that around in the muck and the mire of all the other stuff that they've got going on. All the people they're bringing in here illegally. And I know you've covered it. You know, the vast majority of these people coming down there across the southern border are Russian and Chinese national military-aged fighting men. You can't make this up. You know, and I'm pretty sure China's going to set up a beachhead over there on the West Coast. So we're in dire straits. If something miraculous does not happen, we are going to lose our country. I hate to say that. But look, we got to be realists. We got to be factual.
I think the time frame is really short. Here's how I gauge this, John. I'll see what you think about this. We've got the Fed coin that starts next week, and that's the precursor for CBDC. And I'm sure everybody remembers that when the Canadian trucker strike was going on, if people gave a pizza to the truckers or gave $20, they had their bank accounts taken from them. And that's what CBDC will do. We don't have much time to effect a change because CBDC will be implemented this fall if we do nothing.
You know, and you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, this is personal on my end. You know, we filed taxes in the beginning of May. Do you think we've gotten our return yet?
No.
No.
And you probably will never see it. What I'm hearing is they want to coincide government debt with the downfall of the economy and the introduction of CBDC to save money.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, Dave, I mean, I probably should just change my last name to Zelensky, adopt Ukrainian citizenship, and I'd probably have a palace of $500 bills dropped off at the front door. You know, I mean, folks, our country's being sold out from underneath your feet. I mean, you need to see it. And if you can't see it, well, I mean, I don't know what to do about it. I mean, you need to hit upside the back of the head with a 2x4 or give him some waking salts or something. I mean, I don't know. But we're in a bad way. I hate to say that, but these are the facts. You know, like you said, they want to control the money. So what are they doing? They control the money. Well, guess what? They can just turn you off. You know, like you haven't played ball. You haven't towed the party line. You know, we're going to do what they do in communist China. We're just going to just rank your credit score down to zero, and you can't go anywhere. You can't buy anything. You can't do anything but probably just go over there and wither away in the corner and die. That's what they want. You know, and when they have this internal conflict start, there's going to be an internal conflict. I was calling this out there the past several weeks because as I was able to get on air at my home station, and I said, you know, over there at January 6th there at the Capitol, did anybody see men walking around with white face masks, blue shirts, khaki pants, and upside down American flags and ball caps? No, I didn't see any. No, did you? No. Okay. Well, that's a federal agency. Those are federal entities. The same way as Antifa. And the same thing as Burn Loot Murder, or I mean BLM, Black Lives Matter, right? These are all federal entities for full-on destabilization of the inner parts of this country.
I agree. That's the key right there. And they're making up laws as they go and bypassing Congress, and that's totally unconstitutional.
Absolutely. That's right. You know, and I mean, how are we even over there in Ukraine doing anything at all whatsoever? I mean, besides, you know, because of the Biden crime family's illegalities and nefarious actions over there way before the conflict truly started. You know, man, I was going somewhere. I just totally just fumbled the ball, man. Pick it up, Dave.
Yeah, as age approaches, I find myself in those brain fart moments myself from time to time. But no, I totally agree with you. One of the things I read when I was an undergraduate, and I had two majors, sociology and history as an undergrad, and I remember reading in a sociology class that one of the takeover mechanisms to establish totalitarianism is establish so much confusion that when it comes time for direction to totalitarianism, people will follow the signal to totalitarianism because everything preceding that was totally diffuse and unable to provide direction on how society should exist. And then you're adding to that the trans movement. Let's give kids, this is what the White House said the other day, let's give kids beta blockers and not tell their parents. Never saying this about elementary school kids. And that's part of the destabilization of our culture. We're going through a Maoist cultural revolution, and they're going to create so much confusion, and then they'll collapse the economy, and here comes CBDC, and people say, we have the answer. We'll forgive all your debts, and we'll slip into absolute feudalism.
My God. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to sit here on the top of the hill where I'm at. I'm going to shoot deer. I'm going to have wood burning in the stove in wintertime to survive.
Oh, you're in violation. Did you see what they did to the pizza guys in New York City? If you don't reduce your carbon emissions by the end of the year, we're going to fine you heavily for the wood stove pizzas you produce. I got to think, thinking. But meanwhile, John Kerry can board his private jet, which probably emits more CO2 right than all the pizza places in New York, and he can fly unabated.
That's right. Yeah, and you know, it's just a big joke. It's all comes down to control.
That's what it is.
It's a convenient excuse for control.
Well, depopulation, yep, too.
Convenient excuse for control.
See, I'm one of those crazy people that believes the Bible.
Eugenics.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Eugenics. You just nailed it. But I believe in Genesis 6, and I believe the fallen angels mating with earth women, and we know happened. I believe they produced a strain, and they wanted to grab the human soul, and this is pretty well documented. It used to even be part of the NSA training over in NATO. I know my friend Vance Davis was in both organizations, and he was taught that. He was taught in the late 1980s that there was a war out in the cosmos. Don't worry about the details, because they didn't want to talk about Jesus. And the losers were banished to Earth, and they mated with Earth women. But really what they wanted to do was they wanted to capture the soul. And because they couldn't get the soul, which is God's prized possession in humans, they tried to destroy the human being. And that's what transhumanism is all about.
Absolutely, that's right. And,
yeah.
You know, not only did they mate with Earth women, but they mated with the beasts of the Earth as well. You know, that's one of the things I was going to say a while ago, a little bit woo-hoo, but I have been listening to two separate podcasts, and I'm just, if you don't mind, I'll mention
sure,
the names
sure,
of them.
Absolutely.
It's just, it's I'm going to tell you, just absolutely, these two guys are doing absolutely tremendous work interviewing people that have had true, real encounters. One is Sasquatch Chronicles, and the other one is Dogman Encounters. Now, like I said, man, people are like, man, I can hear the eyeballs hitting the back of people's heads right now. I can't.
I'm not familiar with either source. I'm assuming you're getting into Bigfoot and whatever else. I don't know.
Yeah, these things are real. You can tell by the people giving their accounts. You can tell by just their voice, especially if we've done radio for as long as we have. You can tell the demeanor of a person's voice and how true and sincere they are, and, you know. And these people are serious. They have seen things. And these bees walk upon the face of the earth. Yeah. I mean, and would they not procreate or recreate, you know? So, I mean, I think it's probably getting to the point where they've procreated, you know, so much, where they're beginning to be seen so much more prevalently.
Oh, I think you're right. Absolutely.
I mean, this goes into the Giant of Kandahar and such. Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
Well, let me tell you a story. It kind of verifies what you're saying. Mondo Gonzalez, my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and a couple of other people, they go out and they have a group called the Paleo Group, and they're archaeologists. And they go out and they're really investigating the mound people, you know, created the mounds, like kind of in lieu of the pyramids. And what they're finding in places in Arkansas, and we've done shows on this, we've done shows on our TV show where we can show the artifacts they've uncovered. They've uncovered some pretty amazing things. But one of the things they have found are some 9-foot giants. And they have measured the frame, the skeletal frame. And so one of them previously had gone to the National Archives. And they said, we would like you to come and look at this. And we're being real careful not to disturb it. So it's in its natural setting. But we've done some calculations and measurements. And here's what we have found. We don't believe that. Well, but here's our data. We don't care. We don't believe that. Well, do you have contravening data? No. So in other words, that's your National Archives at work. They don't want to see the data of anything that contradicts their historical view, nor do they have any contravening data to present. And that's our National Archives. Isn't that wonderful?
That's good. They've rewritten history, Dave, and it's even gotten worse now. I mean, you know, back in the day, I mean, we had printing presses and scribes, you know, writing these documents out. Now, what do we have? Well, we have electronics and, you know, the information age. Well, what's so, you know, great about that? I mean, that's the easiest way to burn a book I've ever seen in my entire life. You can just rewrite it to fit the narrative.
You know, my fear is, though, with AI coming in, one day someone's going to tune in the Common Sense Show, and they're going to hear my voice say something like, I hate everything that's not white. Women should be barefoot and pregnant and stay in the kitchen. And they say all these outrageous things that I don't agree with. I married a corporate executive, by the way. And they're going to think, this is me. Dave Hodges lost his mind. Look what a bigot he is. He's a homophobe. He's a bigot. He hates women. And it wasn't even me. It was AI.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
That's right. I mean, they've got that now. Yeah, I saw a video where it showed. Well, I mean, the mouthing and the lineup with the words of the mouth, but the words that were being spoken purportedly were coming from Joe Biden, which they were. They're coming from an AI program, but he was really trash talking some specific kind of group here in the United States of America, which is really being pushed right now. You know, this technology is dangerous because what can they do with this? Well, they can write history to fit whatever they want it to fit.
They can frame you for any
crime.
They
can write the history.
They can frame you for a crime. It could even get worse. I want to go blow up local state legislature in Michigan because I think that's the thing to do. And we won't have freedom until we kill all these people. Now, the person that's being attributed to that quote never said any such thing. It was AI. But the authorities then have an excuse to come and get you.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's unreal. You know, and I'm seeing videos, it's every day now that people are being executed in the streets by police officers. It's unbelievable how many people it's just gunned down. Quantified immunity, you know, it's something to behold. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of these people, yeah, they probably got it coming. A good amount of some of these people, yeah, they didn't really do anything to the point to deserve being killed over. You know, I mean, now you've got, there's another case I saw where three officers were charged with murder, shooting somebody, I don't know. I mean, it's every day, and then there about every other day or every other 3 or 4 days, there's another mass shooting. So,
that's
what I said.
That's MK Ultra stuff that's going on there with the mass shootings. There's no question.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no question about that. It's right. You know what Doug and I found out? Do you remember the Buffalo shooting? The kid's online, and then he travels to Buffalo and starts shooting black people. Do you remember that? And it was like at a Walmart or some convenience store. And they killed a retired police officer who was serving as a security guard, and he happened to be black. Do you remember that case?
I believe so, now that you mentioned that. Yeah,
it was in Buffalo where the shooting took place. Here's what Doug and I found out. First of all, we found out this kid, when he was online, there was an FBI agent online with him, probably encouraging him to do what he was doing. Why would an FBI agent be in that chat room? But that was proven. But let me tell you what we found out. The day he went to scope out the crime scene before he did the shootings the next day, he actually talked to the cop, to this retired black police officer, and they actually talked. Okay, now that's not the end of the story here. Okay, listen to this next thing that we found out. This man, retired police officer, was a flipping genius. He had invented a carburetor that was on his truck that could run on water, and it was efficient, and it would have put the control that Biden has over the public on gasoline prices, it would have taken all that away. We think this was a multi-purpose killing. One, you know, Manchurian candidate, you know, MK Ultra kind of style, FBI encouraging the kid to do it, but that police officer was targeted because of what he had invented. Doug and I just flipped when we found this out, and it was documented. But of course, no one in the mainstream media even touched that.
You know, I mean, and then you look at so many of these incidents, and, you know, there's so many that fit the same narrative of the bill, which you just described. I didn't know about the guy, you know, he had invented a carburetor that runs off water, and, you know, that they just needed him kind of out of the way. I was unaware of that. You know, I mean, it just gets back to like, Aubrey Hill, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That lunatic that went in and gunned down Christians in a Christian school, you know. And we still can't release the manifesto. Why?
Because
it's stiff on your
nerves. It's a trans person whose mission was to kill Christians. That's why they won't release it. There's no other.
That's right.
There's no other explanation.
Yeah.
But if it was a white person wanting to kill some group, a minority group members, they would have published that manifesto the day of.
You know, the shooting that down there that took place in Florida, that gay nightclub, I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So that there was that incident, and I want to say it was either the next day or 2 days after that. There was an incident that took place in Los Angeles, I want to say. They were going to have a parade, you know, and I'm not going to say pride, because pride means, you know, to be good about yourself, you know, the play of the words and the inversion of everything, man, it's just, it needs to stop. It needs to stop. It needs to stop. It needs to stop. Okay. So they stopped this kid, just a regular traffic stop, and he was armed to the hilt. He had several firearms, you know, tons and tons and tons of ammunition, not literal, but enough, and explosive devices in his car. Well, they, you know, got him, obviously arrested him without incident. And where are you going? I'm going to the Pride Parade. Oh? Yeah. So the guy there.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder who that guy was.
Yeah,
probably an agent.
MK Ultra.
MK Ultra.
Yes.
Dave, I would assume a lot of these are able to be performed by these high altitude balloons. I think they're hitting people upside the heads with frequencies.
MK Ultra. MK Ultra in the early days was done with drugs like ecstasy and LSD, and also
scopolamine.
Yeah, and then a little bit with brainwashing and regressive hypnosis under the influence, so they could change the context of their personality, and that's how they did it in MK Ultra back in the 60s. I read a lot about it. You know, Ted Kaczynski, who just died, was an MK Ultra graduate. I don't know if you knew that or not. The Unabomber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was MK Ultra.
Right.
But I believe a lot of these shootings are MK Ultra related, I mean, clearly they're creating. You know, here's what I'm going to say to you: we're not the only country that has guns, but you don't see massive amounts of shootings every third day in any other country in the world but this one. That's how you know it's orchestrated, because right. People are people are people. And it's just absolutely incredible to me what we're looking at here in this country with the MK Ultra stuff. These school shootings are clearly being orchestrated, like with the Buffalo case, but sometimes with the political overtone too, like to kill the inventor of a carburetor that runs on water.
Right.
I interviewed a guy out of Scottsdale, and I promised I'd never use his name. Okay, he came on my show anonymously, and he invented a carburetor, got 200 miles to the gallon, and people kept showing up and wanting to buy it from him, and he was trying to enter into production talks, but he was having trouble finding takers because the oil industry would come in and threaten them. But eventually, he said, he started getting nasty visits. You will sell to us, or we will kill your family. And he said this on the show. This is when I had my first radio show. And I was, in fact, actually the owner of the station said, Dave, you need to interview this guy. And I didn't know what I was getting, but I thought, okay, I'll be the good, obedient employee, and I'll interview the guy. And I went, whoa, this was incredible. And I said, well, how many threats did they give you? He goes, well, the second one got my attention. And he said, so I signed a non-disclosure agreement, and I agreed never to have this produced. So this stuff has been, by the way, let me tell you the year. The year that he said this happened to him was 1968.
Wow, 68. You know, there's a guy, I'm pretty sure you've heard of him, by the name of Philip Marshall, wrote a book called The Big Bamboozle. And he was basically telling how these craft that were flown into the trade centers that day, and the Pentagon, well, I mean, that was a cruise missile. I mean, I've seen the footage.
True.
A cruise missile hit
the Pentagon. I agree.
But these aircraft that hit the buildings were guided by wireless control, you know, fly-by-wire. And purportedly, at that time, it didn't exist. It doesn't exist. So he wrote a book about it. And he was in the process of writing another book. And somebody took some great offense to this, and they shot his daughter and his son, the family dog, and him, and broke his safe and took all of the documentation that he had. That's Philip Marshall, if anybody doesn't remember that.
Well, you know, something similar happened.
That incident, if you don't believe me.
Oh, I know. I've heard the story. But Art Bell's...
Well, I'm just saying it out there for the listeners.
Art Bell's brother had the same thing happen to him. Because he started talking about technology they didn't want out there, and they killed him.
That's because people stand to make money. Lots of money. You know, I mean, it makes me think about these people that just, purportedly were crushed at the depths of the ocean there just about a week ago or so, or a few days ago. You know, these guys were multi-billionaires. There's got to be reasonings behind that.
I can tell you why it happened.
I mean, work had just been...
You know, there's a lot of people out there I've talked to that doesn't think that the Titanic hit an iceberg. They think it was blown up. And because it contained people like John Astor, who were opposed to the Federal Reserve stuff, and... they don't want anyone going back there and unearthing the fact that this was a bomb, because that would open up the conspiracy theory. And I don't know enough about this Titan submarine to really comment. I know it seems like it was an inferior vehicle, but I don't believe they'll ever let anybody go back there and examine. I think when you look at the death list on the Titanic, they were bankers that were diametrically opposed to the Federal Reserve. And I'm going, I'd like to run the odds on that. I'd have to have more numbers, but the odds would have to be in the millions to one to these deaths being due to a coincidence. Because the time frame, right, the time frame fits. The Titanic went down, 1912? And the Federal Reserve came in 1913? So this is when these guys would have been arguing about this.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, it's...
And people don't realize that there are three ships. You know, you have the Titanic, the Britannic, the Olympic. I mean, it's a secession, Titanic, Britannic, Olympic, I believe. Yeah, but, you know, it's just, it's unbelievable that the narratives have been controlled. When people say, man, how can they have these plans and they last hundreds and hundreds and if not hundreds of, thousands of years? Well, I mean, here's another person getting ready to take over for the Soros, his son Alex. Well, he just sounds like a well-rounded out young man, doesn't he? I mean, come on. Look, why can't we just get rid of these monsters?
If Alex lived in 1942, he'd be a death camp commandant. That's how I view him.
That's right.
He's more evil than his father.
Him and Yuval.
By the way, he visited
him and Yuval would be walking the lines, looking at the prisoners.
Yeah, you'll own nothing and love it. But you know what's interesting is Alex Soros visited Biden 17 times last year.
My goodness.
But there's no relationship between the Soros.
I wonder how many times you met with Kissinger.
Kissinger just comes up for air every now and then, spouts off a couple of nonsensical threats to humanity, and goes back to sleep. The guy's 100 years old. Did you know that?
Yeah, he's up there. I mean, I'm surprised he's still kicking. Actually, he's not really kicking.
Well,
he's rolling.
Adrenochrome will extend your lifespan. That's all I got to say about that. Adrenochrome.
Well, I mean, that what was his name? Rockefeller. Nine heart transplants. You know, that'll help too.
Where did they get those hearts at? Yeah. I mean, the average person dies before they can get a heart transplant. Where did Rockefeller get nine?
I don't know. I mean, it might have had something to do with them Uyghurs over there in China, really healthy prisoners that the Chinese keep, in their communist death camps, work facilities.
You know where they really get the organs in China? It's not as much from the Uyghurs. It's from the Falun Gong. And a lot of people mistakenly think the Falun Gong is a religion. It's not. It's a form of meditation. And they extract these organs from the Falun Gong without the use of anesthetics.
I've seen a video, a guy strapped to the table, and they literally cut, I don't know if they were taken out of him, but they took it out of him, and he was alive, and he was awake, and he was just taken and thrown onto a bed of ice. Preserve the rest of whatever he's got, and then he dies, I mean, this is unreal. Saw a video just the other night. Coming out of Ukraine, a guy was trying to smuggle an 11-month-old child out of Ukraine to be sold for $25,000 for organs. Now imagine what's taking place down there at the southern border under the handiwork of Biden's regime. People are not aware of the criminality.
Oh, I am, and you are. I mean, the Biden regime is, RICO, it's racketeering, it's an organized crime family.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
I mean, even, firearms, organs, and God only knows drugs. God only knows.
Yeah, fentanyl. I hear you. Listen, John, it's just really what we've talked about here is how depraved can these people become? And I think there are no depths because they serve Satan, and Satan has no limit to his evil. And this is why I tell people, hey, you better get on the right side of Jesus. And Matthew, it says, he will not depart from you. And people need to get there and get there now, because these people are serious about wiping out humanity. Now, the Bible says they won't succeed, but 3 out of 4 will die. I prefer to be the 1 out of 4 that survives. John, tell people how they can follow your good work on your show.
Yeah, folks, I do a broadcast every Saturday, and it's going to become normal again, normally, from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1, on Studio A. That's where we'll be.
And who's the who's the sponsor? What's the network?
Oh, revolution.radio.
Yes.
You can also find the URL at freedomslips.org and freedomslips.net.
Okay.
N-E-T. One thing, Dave, we didn't mention was the wildfires. You know, I just, real quick, if I can just say, you know, ask you, intentional, being engineered, being done on purpose, the smoke going through the country?
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. No, another topic. We'll have to hit that the next time you're on, because there was a Democratic donor that got arrested for burning down 100 homes in Northern California. Big Democratic donor. Are we surprised? No, he's a good servant of Satan. Hey, John, been really good catching up with you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you're back on the air. So continued good luck there.
Absolutely. Godspeed, Dave.
Take care, my friend.